Welcome to Shomachshava on the Daf. She is sponsored by Nishba Sarim Biakashol Neabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara in the top of Amud Aleph brings the Shita of Rebbe that Kol Aveiru Shebatoyro Yom Kippurim Mechaper Bein Osat Shuvah Bein Lo Yosat Shuvah, even without Shuvah, except three Aveirus: Poyrik Oil, which Rashi explains means Koifer Beikar, is Koifer in Hashem, Megale Ponim Batoyro, which means he said a goddess shall doifi, he dashes the Torah in the wrong way, umefis bris basar, which means he violates the bris milah. And the Gemara says the Rabbanan will agree to the actions not regarding Yom Kippur, but regarding Misa. What is the uniqueness of these three aveiros? That these are the ones that without tshuva there's no kapara. So the Maharal speaks about this in a few places. He speaks about it in the Gurariyeh, he speaks about it in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Tes, and Sefer Netzach Yisrael, and it is Joshua Shabbos Tshuva. And the story of the Maharal is that any kapara needs to come when a person is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he's connected to Hashem, so he has kapara, he rectifies the sin. But he must have that connection to Hashem. Says the Maharal, that when you have connection to Hashem, there are three stages to that connection. Stage one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. You have to be makir that Hashem is here. Stage two is that the Adam, he has the ability to connect to Hashem. And stage three is the connector itself between the Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So explains the Maharal, when a person is koifer b'ikor, he's koifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he's koifer in the first part of the connection. When a person is made for bris basar, he violates the bris milah. He takes away the what Am Yisrael has in their body as a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes that part of the connection. And when a person is megal ponim b'toyro, it means he violates the Torah. The Torah is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And once he violates the connector, you don't have the connection between the two things. And as the Maharal and Tiferes explains, it's like you have a fruit which is connected to the tree. As long as the fruit is connected, even if something got wrong in the fruit, it can still nurture from the tree. But it needs to be connected. So if there's a problem with the fruit that's not connected to the tree, or the fruit doesn't realize it, there's a problem with the tree, or there's a problem with the branch connecting the tree to the fruit, so then you don't have a way for the fruit to nurture from the tree. And these are these three aveiros. These three aveiros are violating the etzem connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Kurva b'ikar, mefer bris basar, and the Torah, which is a connection. The Torah is what brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael together. And what the Maharal says echoes the famous sentence, which is Kutcha b'ikhu Raiso v'Yisrael chadu. Now this sentence is known that the Zohar says it. There's no Zohar that says exactly these words. There's a very similar Zohar in Chela Gimel, Dafayin Gimel, Amud Aleph, that says that the Yisrael, Raiso, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu miskashrim do bedo. They connect together. It's almost the same thing, it's a little different context. But the Ramchal and Adi B'morim, page Kuf Yud, and then Nefesh HaChaim, Shardal, Perek Yud Aleph, they say this way, Kutcha b'richo raiso v'Yisrael chadu. It's all one. And according to this Maharal, the Pshat is Kutcha b'richo Yisrael v'raiso, that's the how that Kutcha b'richo and Am Yisrael connect together, is through the Torah. So if I have a Kutcha b'richo, I have a Klal Yisrael, I have the connected Torah, then they all become one. It's like the fruit connected to the tree. And that's the condition in order for Kapara to be over here. Without that, you cannot have Kapara, not according to Rebbe, not according to Rabbanon, each one l'shitasoi. And maybe one can add that these three are connected to Gimel of various Chamuros, connected to Gimel cardinal sins. Kreifer Beikar is connected to every desire. That's clear. The Bris Milah is connected to Shefer Domim. Because when a person kills somebody, he violates the Tzuras Adam. And the Bris Milah is what gives the Tzura to Adam. And someone who dashes the Torah in the wrong way, that's a form of Gilur Arias of connecting the Torah in the wrong way. But Al Kolponim, these three things are the disconnect of a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which prevents someone from getting kapara. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.